All right, when it comes to Commonwealth Games tickets, we know that not every single one of them was brought into and picked up during the ballot. If you missed out altogether, it's still not too late to get a piece of the action. 250,000 tickets went on sale today. They're the remaining ones. Range of events and sports including, can't believe this, surely not, the 100-metre track final. The Games Deputy CEO, Brian Norse, I've got him on the line now. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Very well. So what, the 100-metre final, the track final, you can still get tickets for?
Absolutely. There's still plenty of tickets left for that that event, which is great for all those people that haven't picked up tickets as yet.
All right, then. So what other medal events are on offer?
Well, we've got a whole range of events that are still available, everything from rugby sevens through to squash, early rounds of the netball, beach volleyball, and a number of the other athletics events as well, which are also medal events.
Okay.
Lots and lots of tickets still available.
How's the process work for this round? Can people just log on or ring through, purchase as many as they want?
Yeah, so unlike the ticket request phase that we went through a couple of months ago, this is a general sale process. So people can log onto the website and purchase tickets on a first-come, first-served basis. So what they see and what they put in their basket is what they can buy.
Okay, so they can pick up 20 tickets if they want, if they want to go as a group or take a family, maybe a sporting team. So they can purchase that many.
It varies depending on the sport. So there are,
of course, if they're available. I mean, yeah.
Between each of the sports. Yeah, absolutely. People can go in and where there's tickets available within the prescribed amounts and they can purchase those.
All right. What type of prices are we talking here? Have any been discounted?
No, it's all the same pricing. So the pricing that we launched back on 1 year ago when we announced the program is still the same. So, I mean, one of the key things that we set out in pricing tickets for the Commonwealth Games was to make sure they're accessible, family-friendly,
yeah,
really giving the best possible opportunity for everyone to come and attend the game. So prices range from $20 upwards. And so, you know, really accessible, really affordable, and obviously there's lots of those good value tickets still available.
All right, they went on sale today. I can't imagine them lasting too much longer. Can I just ask you about security, Brian, which we heard the Premier announce today, that there's going to be, I guess, threats coming from the air if she's asked for Canberra to ban or open up the airspace just to military jets. I mean, can you tell us and fill us in a bit more about that and how that will work?
Yeah, I can't go into too much detail, but I mean, it's suffice to say that there's ongoing planning and has been ongoing planning across both the state level and the federal level around game security, and that covers a whole range of areas, as you might expect. And one of those areas, of course, is airspace, and that's not inconsistent with what we would expect for major events such as the Commonwealth Games, and very similar to what was put in place for G20. Those sort of arrangements are common for other events in Australia. So nothing unusual and all part of the planning that the teams have been putting in place for a number of years now.
I don't know if this is your expertise, but can you tell me what this is going to look like? Because we see the Premier today, she's spoken about a 10,000-strong security force, and including 3,500 police, more than 4,000 private security guards, but 2,000 defence personnel. Are we going to see soldiers around venues? Is that what that will look like?
I think our priority is really working to deliver a safe and secure games for everyone that's involved, all the officials, all the athletes, the workforce, and of course the spectators.
I totally understand. I'm just wondering what we can expect, what we're sort of expecting to see.
Yeah, and I think people can expect to see a visible security presence in around venues. And security procedures such as screening measures, similar to those that we would see at airports, those types of things in place. And I think there will be strategic roles for each of the components of the security presence. So we'll definitely see police presence throughout the Gold Coast and venues. But I guess the key one will be the private security staff. They'll be the ones who will be manning the gates and doing the security checks and providing that support. And the Australian Defence Force will have quite a specific role but probably not necessarily as visible as some of the other members of the security team.
All right, Brian, appreciate you stepping us through it. Brian Norster is the Deputy CEO of the Commonwealth Games Corporation. So that is now in play. A quarter of a million tickets, 250,000, went on sale today. You can buy as many as you like, so there's no restrictions, so long as they are available for that event. And as you heard, there's still tickets available to the 100 metres final. Can't believe that. That's on the track. Maybe not the pool, but on the track.